Prepare your eyes. It's time for Viewmaster on 95 BFM Breakfast.
Morena, Latia, how's it going?
Morena, good. Happy Valentine's Day.
Oh, it's Valentine's Day. Yes, it is Valentine's Day. I keep forgetting. I hope everyone gets a big old smooch on the lips out there for Valentine's Day or whatever else. Now, what's on the telly this week?
Well, keeping in the theme of Valentine's Day and love, I thought I would review the spin-off new series, Brinley and Cutter's Singles Club, which stars Brinley Stent and Cutter Forrester, who are two wahine, pretty well-known and award-winning comedians, actors, writers, artists who have been on the stages and our screens for a while now. And they've teamed up. They're two very good friends, very funny friends, and they've worked with the spin-off to create a series about dating and finding love and romance. And I thought it would be the perfect one to talk about today because the first episode came out, I think, on Wednesday. You can watch it on the spin-off. And it's really hilarious. It's really sweet. It's the two of them. They're both single, I think sort of mid to late 30s. And they're fed up with the dating scene in Auckland because who isn't? It's its own special kind of hell. And then they're like, okay, look, let's pack our bags, let's go around the motu, let's see how other people are finding love and dating and meeting and courting each other. And so they go, for the first episode, they're down in Ototahi. They do this kind of like game of night. They play this really fun game of Jenga, meet some new people, and then they go to a singles cocktail night. And it's really fun. I mean, it's funny because they're funny, and it's like kind of watching two friends sort of on a roadie together. But then it's also really sweet and really vulnerable because they talk about, you know, they're very successful comedians, you know, they're used to performing in front of, you know, thousands and hundreds of people. And Cutter says, you know, it's like you're bulletproof when you're up there, but when it comes to having a crush or, you know, trying to meet someone and be vulnerable about love and wanting romantic companionship, it can feel very scary and you feel very insecure and sometimes very ugly and like you don't want anyone to see you. And it's very relatable, but also very, I like how it plays with, you know, the real emotional vulnerability, but it's also really funny and also really insightful to see, you know, what's on and what people are doing, you know, around the country. And they're like, oh yeah, lots of people just kind of want to be in a relationship or want to fall in love, and it's kind of sweet as well.
Oh, so the first episode is them doing the games night and then heading to a singles cocktail party. What other sort of dating scenarios are going to be appearing in future episodes? Do you have an idea?
I actually don't, because only one episode is out, and I haven't actually seen the trailer. I just kind of went in and watched it. Then I thought I should probably figure that one out. But I imagine it would be some really interesting shenanigans around the country. And I like that they've taken it out of Auckland.
Yes.
So I imagine they'll be going to like Wellington or Dunedin or, you know, somewhere very rural or up north, and get to see different, I think, parts of Aotearoa as well, and also just see what different activities and different ways that you can meet people outside. I think kind of the boredom of the kind of recycling the same apps or going to the same bars on Cape Road or something. If they're only like 15-minute episodes, it's short, it's sweet, it's funny, it's a great little watch, it's really beautifully shot. The spin-off always do a great job in terms of, I think, the quality of their video works.
Yes.
And it's online now. I wish they had put up two episodes, but I'm not sure the frequency. I'm sure one will come out, you know, this weekend or next week. So definitely the right time to get onto it.
Does it have the feel of like a road trip type?
It does.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like kind of two, because they're really good friends. So there's like a really natural chemistry there. Like it's like you're kind of sitting in on their car conversations or their secrets, or when they're in the hotel room just kind of gossiping about, I don't know, their exes or something they feel, like what should they wear on their first date and what they think of they look like and all of that sort of thing. So I really like that it doesn't feel too, it's not stiff, and it doesn't feel like, it's got a really nice natural ease to it.
Excellent. Oh, great recommend. Yeah, I like how you did it. You've kept it on the Valentine's Day tip. But also celebrating some great local content by the sounds of it. Bryn and Coo's Singles Club, made with the support of NZ On Air. Up, looks like it's up on YouTube. Or I just did a quick Google here and I found it on the spin-off website. So head to the spin-off www.brinleycent.co.nz to check it out. And obviously we'll just kind of keep an eye to see when more episodes drop.
Totally, yeah, it's a great watch.
Amazing. Hey, Latia, thank you very much, and I'll let you get back to that meeting.
Thank you. See you later. Bye.
Viewmaster, only on 95BFM.